Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love!
So Rob, y'all, is brave enough, finally, as a red-blooded American male, to say, I do care about looks. Groundbreaking.
I know I'm good looking.
I want a fine-ass woman.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that for the first time in history, a good-looking man just wants a good-looking woman?
Well, not just, but he definitely goes off looks first.
Because no one else does.
I know. I think he talked about it like, I'm not going to bullshit anybody, but it kind of sounded like it was revolutionary.
I mean, y'all, we've watched Love is Blind. It doesn't work. The experiment doesn't work. So we know we all are going for looks.
If you look like that, if you're hot like he is, you want a hot person. I think we should be okay with saying that. He's hot.
He's hot. That statement that you just talked about, the word that comes up for him, I'm like, this dude's a poser. I just feel that so much from him. And there's a lot of details in his story that just led to me to that.
You mean, I'm in a little bit of disbelief right now. Does that dim your attraction to him?
I'm actually not attracted to him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's such a poser and fake to me. I just am not into him.
Interesting.
Now, his friend who was a dance instructor, I'm into. Or not dance instructor, whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
But it just feels so... because I actually... This is reality, gays. You're asking me questions and getting me in the weeds of it. We haven't even introduced ourselves.
I think that's a first for you. You're normally with other toxic men. You're the first to...
Hey, apparently, it's not the therapy and or a lot of journaling. It's all those memes I've been reading, y'all. I guess that did it.
Barb? What's his name? What's her name?
Don't you come for peaceful Barb.
I'm not.
Don't you come for peaceful Barb.
What's
Love
the one
that
says
woman.
Sprinkle, sprinkle?
Oh, she's just Shira Seven. She's just a joke. She has no qualifications at all to be a spiritual teacher or anything at all. I just like that she talks about basically get rid of a dusty, because a dusty is a man who doesn't pay your bills. And I like that she just reminds me that the next man I'm going to get is going to pay for it. Sprinkle, sprinkle. There's your wisdom. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
I think this is all great in a dime store psychology way. I don't know how applicable all this is.
It's like I tell y'all vet your Instagram, because she was seven. She's, I look at her as a comedian.
Got it.
Like I
or
see
like,
that.
What's his name?
Some
Joey?
People don't though.
Joey,
who talks like this, he was on that Real Gangsta Boys Hollywood show, Joey.
And he's like,
you know what? That person did you a favor. You really deserve that. You deserve not to break up with him.
Oh, he's awful.
I mean, even I...
You're worth it.
The only people that... They've got to have a lineage. Oh, I haven't even talked about. Oh, my God. I didn't even talk about seeing Tabitha Brown at the JFK airport. Oh, that was a moment. That was a moment.
You are a fan.
I'm going to save that for later. I'm going to save that for later in the show. Y'all, I met Tab, though, at the airport. It was great. But even her, sometimes she'll do things like, you know, the, hey there. Hey, you out there. I don't love stuff like that. Peaceful Barb is a therapist.
Okay, I just love how their name, you go by their screen names and they sound ridiculous.
They
to
go
me.
By, yeah, they do.
Like I could just make it up, like Friendly Farrah. Like but I
think about it. You know who would be good at this? Not me, Mr. Therapist. You, I think, would excel at this greatly. You could just call it Bitchy Poodle. Bitch here, or something like that, or the real poodle, and just you,
the rural poodle,
the real. I'm telling you,
and just
you would,
reading the shit out
would
of people,
blow up on TikTok of you just sitting there with a drink, going, "Hey you, yeah you dumb bitch,
hey you,
you know what? Pause it. But I want you to center yourself,
okay?
And I want you here.
I'll do my best TikTok.
I'll give you there's some music to calm you
hey
down.
Hey you.
What would
hey
you say?
Hey you. You know, I know you're doing your best. And the sickest thing is that piece of shit that is your best is what you can do. It's sad. It's sad that that's your best. But keep going. This has been the Rural Poods.
I'm telling you, you would blow up.
Or be yourself. Never not be yourself. Unless it's that self. Fix that. Yeah, you need to go away from that self.
I'm telling you, I know how to market you better than you know how to market yourself.
You're probably right.
I know I am right. You didn't, y'all, we've received your messages, and Little Devil and Angel Poodle are a hit. That was all my idea.
I'm just not going to go to the lengths that you're going to.
I know how to put my stardom. I know how to bottle your stardom, yes, and put you in extreme, ridiculous situations that you will flourish in. I know gotcha. How to do that.
By the way, you just did some kind of thumbs up symbol, and I don't know what happened.
Apple sissies, come at us. Well, y'all let us know. How can I turn this off? This was cute at first, but I hate it. I'm starting to be single again, and I'm starting to venture out in the world. What if I'm having cam sex with somebody, and right before I come, he gets a thumbs down? That's not going to be good.
Or confetti.
Well, that's appropriate if it's when, you know. But I don't want a thumbs down. Or what if I'm trying to be sexy, and then there's just balloons? What if he's scared of balloons?
It could only help. It could only help for you.
Apple sissies. I wish you were fucking that Tim guy at Apple.
Tim Cook. Again, not a Tim, not that guy. very famous CEO.
I you could get information for us. Anyway, y'all, Golden Bachelor, be sure to check it out. We are loving, loving, loving talking
He's
about
this
season.
He's not old enough for me. Tim Cook. Yeah. Not covered with liver spots.
Yeah, that is what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, be sure to, we've got so many collabs coming. We've already talked about it. Check that out. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, be sure to jump onto RG Plus at the $8 tier.
I'm going to do, I'm going to do a Below Deck Med Corner. Kind of a summary of the first two episodes and some of the things that I just really liked.
Yes, so that's coming up. Any other announcements? I think that's it, y'all. You're getting hand-tossed.
I'll do Big Brother on tow. We're actually going to be doing it on Monday next time. So Toe will be a Big Brother corner. Not a ton of stuff has happened. Things are heating up. Not really in the way I'd like them to. Gameplay is getting messy. And
I hate it when you say gameplay because it just sounds dirty.
It does say. Mm-hmm, are you a fan of gameplay? Blech. Like sticking Monopoly pieces places. It does feel like that. Or being human, or being like human Monopoly pieces. Mm-mm. Like someone's the dog and that, I'm the iron. Look at me. I'm the iron. Give me a hotel.
That little boxer does not want to go up your asshole.
Oh, thimble me. Thimble me. Thimble me.
Stop. Don't try to stop sounding Gameplay. Jake. Don't sound Jake with the thimble.
Gameplay. Someone got off just as I was doing that. We found someone's kink. Monopoly players.
You know that someone gets an erection every time somebody pops the bubble on Trouble. Someone's out because people are fucking sick.
And every time someone says sorry, someone goes, oh, I'm done.
Y'all, sorry if you're new to the show. This is us. I was just actually. This is very nerdy, but I was just, makes me feel old. I was just talking to my financial advisor before we did this second call, and he said, what's the name of your show again? Because my wife would really like it. And, you know, he lives in Chelsea in New York, and so I thought, well, I guess this will be okay. I said, because you're always nervous of who you tell the show to.
Yeah.
And he said, just so you know, my older sibling's gender fluid and is a writer and lives in San Francisco. And I went, oh, you're fine.
You're going to be fine.
You're fine. He's like, I've been to the Eagle before.
Oh, wow.
And I said, because he's going to come to our live show and he's attractive. And I said, you can't meet my podcast partner. He will.
Really? Can I get his Instagram?
No.
How happy is the marriage?
He handles my Roth RIA. Back off.
I know. Maybe I can find some way to get in there. And
golly, a plane just flew overhead, and I thought it was crashing in,
like Donnie Darko, which you've never seen.
No, I haven't.
The couple of anything? Any other announcements? I don't think so.
I think that's it. I think we're ready to go.
We mentioned on the previous show tour dates. Reality Gays on tour. We'll be announcing those hopefully soon. That'll be for the spring though, not the fall. Lots of reasons that we can probably talk about later, but we're very excited to see you guys again. We have big, big aspirations.
It
would have been earlier. It would have been this fall. We just ran into some,
well, then they wanted to do January and we just said, no.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. One polar bomb is one polar bomb too many.
We're going to be probably late March, April, and then we'll be touring April, May, something like that. I'm very, very excited to get out there and see you all.
And I will say, I mean,
and do disgusting things in front of you and your husbands.
And y'all, this will be an international tour, I think. I think we are going to make it to Toronto this year.
We are. That is
so
indeed.
Toronto Sissies, that is, we are fighting hard for that.
I'm going
unless something happens, but I think
and I can't be let into the country.
That's the something happens.
And also, please let us know that we are doing our best to hit all of our areas. it's probably not going to make a big impact if you say, please come to Shreveport, Louisiana. We do have there are metrics that we're using, that we have certain listeners in certain areas. So it is harder if you're living in Helena, Montana, because we just don't have a – there aren't a lot of people.
There aren't a lot of people. I think if your town is – if your town is – if it, the population is not over 100,000 people, don't ask. We can't go.
It's harder.
It's harder.
Well, maybe. No, you're probably right.
No.
It's harder.
Where can we go with 50,000 people?
It's hard. It's just hard for to make it – to make money. And y'all, you know me, if it ain't going in my bank account, I don't give a fuck.
That's true. If it ain't or your ass, your bank account
true.
Or your ass.
If I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit on it.
And if you can't do that, why bother?
I don't need it. Let go of things in your life that aren't working.
All right, everybody, let's talk about our Insta couples.
Rob, 32, from Los Angeles. Sophie, 23.
Too young to get
married. From London.
Too young. Just saying it now. Too young.
And she seems 23. Jesus.
I actually like her. I like her more than I like Rob. Like, I agree with you. I think they're both for sure, big. I mean, literally, that is her job. She says, I'm a fashion model for media, and then it just shows her Instagram account. Y'all, she doesn't have to have a job because her family's fucking rich.
Right.
So, good for her. But she, ironically enough, doesn't it seem like they're trying to paint this story to me of like, oh, this beautiful woman, rich woman in London who's dating this guy from the hood in Los Angeles.
Yeah, those are the optics.
Those are the optics. And they bonded over that they're both biracial.
But he's also a model and influencer.
He's also a model and influencer. And it feels just like, you said this about, at least it just feels like, she's actually the one who's more grounded in reality than he is to me. And even meaning where I get the poser stuff for him. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to. Do I sympathize? I don't know what it's like to grow up black in this country, obviously. He's biracial, which is a whole other mixed
bag.
Both
of them identify, I think, as biracial.
As biracial, yes. So, and actually, I don't know if I'm assuming he's half black. We don't know what his biracial is.
We don't.
Sophie just said hers. She said black and white. So we don't know what his biracial is, but
his makeup.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to be PC and step over my words and say the right thing. I know that is difficult. And at the same time, I'm like, we are from Los Angeles. We've lived here for 20 years, 19 for you. People who look like him and who act like him ain't broke, y'all. They're not. If they're hard workers, and then that's what I'm saying. If they're hard workers and they know how to hustle and they show up and do work, they're not rich, but they're not living in an apartment with a shared bathroom.
I kind of agree with you there, especially if he's had... It looks like the modeling portfolio, he's stunningly good looking. And he knows how to be himself on camera. So that's not it.
He's charming on camera.
Yeah.
He's a bullshitter.
You're kind of like, why isn't this working out for you?
Why aren't you at least a club promoter?
I want to go away from the phrase hard worker because it's too loaded for me.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah.
But something's wrong somewhere.
It's not even hard work. It just seems like he doesn't, he has a lack of, to me, I feel like maybe he has a lack of focus. He couldn't even do a 20-second dance.
to me, it felt like this is someone who... and maybe the show is doing this, that it's really leaning on hard luck, We focused on the corner of Crenshaw a lot.
They showed that same Englewood on every, yeah.
And him saying things like, and him saying, he actually said this, "You think I'm going to bring this princess to the hood? You could literally call these segments The Princess Goes to the Hood or The Princess and the Hood Rat." That's kind of how they are framing this. That's how they're doing the storytelling. I don't think all of that syncs up. And I think that's what you're responding to.
Yes, it doesn't sync up. It all. She's already been there and lived with him for like 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
So it also, I want to say, is this Fraudacity? Did they rent out a shed for him to live in because he didn't have, they needed more interesting? It almost gives me the, it's different because she was a robot, but it almost reminds me of who was a couple in LA?
Blake and Jasmine.
And Jasmine. And there wasn't really anything interesting about them.
He didn't have any, he didn't have anything interesting about him. But this is a little different. I found a strange amount of, Blake definitely wanted to be on the show to get famous. Mm-hmm. And so did Jasmine. Unfortunately, she rusted during production. she went, boy, that was glitch.
That was good though because she was so robotic.
Yeah.
Whereas Sophie actually seems like, well, we'll get into her. But I know they're liking
their problems are not situational to me. This seems like both of these people have been accused of infidelity already. Both of them.
Because when you look like that, y'all, and you're young, you should fuck around.
Well, whatever. Rob was, quote, had something online and already sent a woman, as her friend said, her friend Maya said, picture sexual acts.
Sexual
which, y'all, acts. If you know where that jerk off bit is, I'd like to see it.
I wouldn't mind. Let's start. We jumped in. If we're going back to the beginning, Sophie is 23 from London, England. She, again, fashion, social person. She talks about she likes to have fun. She was clubbing at the age of 12. Apparently, Poodle, that's what you can do in Europe if you look old enough.
Oh, God. No, you don't have to look old enough. Just walk in. I wouldn't do to grow up that way.
Is that also, too, a wealth thing?
Possibly. She was raised wealthy. She went to private school. Now, if you've been to, she was raised in Spain. Spain can be a very racist place. If you don't look a certain way. So I understand that she said she was bullied. Then the weird place is he said he was bullied. And I think going back to what you said, someone who looks like Rob in Los Angeles, almost everyone's mixed. it does feel like, why would he be bullied for? I should not speak for his experience, but
no, I'm sure. I mean, I know that there's. It might not be bullying from other.
It's a lot of pretty privilege too.
It might have been a lot of bullying from the black community even too, because possibly. He wasn't black enough and his skin. So that's a thing too. That's something we can't speak to. But I understand though what you're saying as if, did he grow up in LA? I missed that.
Yes.
So I believe him. There is bullying. And at the same time, like LA is such a, especially when he was growing up, that means he was born in like 1994.
Yes, because he's 35.
So that means maybe when he's young, but that means like he's growing up and like when we moved out to LA, like middle school, high school, the early aughts. So like when, yes, you think he's so hot, but remember when you moved to LA, Rob was 10.
Not helpful. None of this is helpful.
But still, I just feel like you were saying this about another couple later and we can bring it up, but it feels like he's talking about LA like it was 10 years before when he was. It just, There's something not right about this.
It's actually the storytelling. The production makes it, that's what I'm saying, it feels like Princess Goes to the Hood. And yeah, the storytelling feels too neat, and none of this is that black and white, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it, I think that may be what you're responding to. To me, it's less the people and it's the situational storytelling and the way they're trying to frame it. That's what I'm having a problem with.
Well, she found Rob, and he's 32.
Like, I was following a bunch of mixed guys, and he was there, and he was hot, and he's like, they talked, and he's like, I'm going to shoot my shot. He FaceTimed her, which is a big deal, apparently.
Well, no, he did it after the first call, and they talked for 8 hours, Poodle.
Nothing you need to talk about anyone for 8 hours for.
I don't care if you're sitting there eating your Cheez-Its, doing your crosswords, and Jesus Christ calls you on a FaceTime. You go, after about an hour and a half, you gotta say,
call me on the same
car, phone. I'm gonna get off the phone with JC here. You wanna talk? And if not, get off the phone.
There is nothing that can't be accomplished in a 15-minute FaceTime call. Nothing. You could plan a siege. You could plan an actual attack, like a war, a battle in 15 minutes.
Don't love how you speak again with the confidence of experience.
Yeah, maybe, possibly, allegedly.
But he got a fine ass woman because that's what his job, that's what he wanted.
Because I do care about looks. I do care about looks.
Too. Fuck it. I'm going to keep it real.
Anyway, she visited LA. Like you said, she stayed for 2 months. She was the one who brought up the K-1 visa, and that was kind of like her proposal. And then he's just putting down roach motels.
Which you have to do. It's LA.
That's what I'm saying. This feels too, it feels too sculpted.
It feels sculpted. That's a word. It feels dated. To me, it feels dated. It's like the archetypes they're setting up.
Yeah.
Feel not complex
like
enough.
15 years ago,
and feel like a binary. That's what. Thank you. That's kind of what gets me with this.
Even though I don't think either of these people are, I think the storytelling. That's why I want to go. I want to push on that. I don't think either of them are fitting this story.
No, I agree with you with that. I think, because actually the most interesting thing about Sophie is that she's actually bisexual. And honestly, because there was
spoiler alert.
This whole time I was watching her, I was going, there's something I'm missing with her. There's something I'm missing. And then she said it and I went, wait, you're bisexual, newly bisexual, and you're going to marry a man in LA? Oh, this isn't going to go well.
Without having a lot of experience, maybe they would have an open marriage, but I don't think they've talked about this. And it's and y'all, to me, the worst part about this was the fact that there is a bathroom across the courtyard. I stayed in hostels where we had hall baths, and that's okay,
don't want to know what you did in those.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what can be done.
I don't think I'd be surprised.
The sinks are quite stable.
So, speaking of surprise, what did you think about Rob's surprise that he's planning for Sophie at the airport? What did you think
of this
dance?
This is just so extra.
It's poser. That's where I get the poser for me.
It's just... So, not only is he a model, but he's a dancer. $100, he's a singer. $100.
Or a rapper, something.
Yeah. It feels like we're being led down. We're trying to see them as... It's like when you do game shows here, they always... You never say, I'm from Los Angeles.
No, I always have to say Lone Grove.
Because they don't want LA people. They don't want fake hyphenates. They don't want actor, singer, dancer, crafter. I'm a music teacher from Pickens, South Carolina.
Because they want a Carl's wife to go, oh,
a music teacher just like your cousin Wardell, Carl. Yes.
That's so it's an authenticity thing. And that's what they're trying to go for. And neither of them are really hitting him especially.
It's giving me not as bad, but it's giving me Jabri vibes.
I don't like it. Nothing as bad as that. They will forever be the grossest version of that influencer idea.
But it really is not as much Miona, but for sure giving me Jabri vibes. This guy can't even do a 20-second dance. He wants to do the music starts and they're like, and he's just the only choreography. What was the choreography? Him just moving his hand and his shoulder
and saying like, put his hand on his heart. And the guy's like, are you, what is it? Something of a pledge of allegiance. you pledge allegiance to a selfie.
Yeah, that was funny.
He also Therese. Says, I saw Tori. I don't know where you got Tore.
I thought that his name was Tore.
Autocorrect? No, it's just T-O-R. Now, there was an apostrophe.
Oh, I never saw T-O-R. The spelling. I went back and I missed it, so I just
T-O-R apostrophe I.
Oh, that's pretty.
So he goes, also, remember, I saw her on Bumble looking for a tenderoni.
That was pretty funny. I liked him. See, he's funny.
I've looked for a tenderoni.
That's why I hit it with him. He'd make me laugh.
But honey, he's trying to make a splash on TV just like this other guy. He's trying real hard.
If he's trying to make a splash, he made me a little wet.
Gross.
But I guess Rob was trying to explain, can't people on Bumble, can't you also, doesn't Bumble have a thing now? Like if you're looking for friends, you can make friends via Bumble.
And he's like, well, she must have just selected the wrong thing. She's not an English speaker. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So there's that. Now, I think a lot of these are red herrings thrown around. The next thing is she is meeting her friend Maya. And they were friends when he was, quote, unquote, talking to another girl online, I assume during their relationship. And she says, I'm not going to let this be something that ruins my relationship. And it seems like he sent nudes or she said sexual videos. So it
He's
was
not
at
my
least,
type, but I would want to see.
It was at least videos. So usually you guys, the thing that is sent for videos is jerk off vids. So
from the experts.
I've heard it said that jerk off videos are often sent to people you may have consenting sexual dalliances with. Allegedly. That's what people say.
Send me that vid for good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, anyway, and she said, and there's also something else you don't know. He doesn't know. And I'm telling you now, too, I'm bi. And that's when I went, there's too many reveals going on here. Mm-hmm. Save some of them for the next episode.
I just got the vibe from her. I'm just going to say, I was like, that makes way more sense to me. Just the little bit that I know her, I feel like she probably would feel, she seems a little shy or introverted. And I think, I don't know, when she just said that, I went, that clicks. I think you probably would, I don't think this marriage is going to be great for you with a man. I think, I don't know, just my initial impression of her.
You mean you don't think she should be with men at all? I'm
confused. No, she can be with men. She can be with whoever she
wants.
Not
this guy.
I just feel like maybe it's just this guy. Personality type. I just think she, yeah. I don't think they're going to make it already in the first episode.
I don't think it's real. I'm going that far. Yeah. She says that, and the friend's like, well, don't you think you should explore that before you get married? And I'm like, yes, you should.
Yes.
With that friend tonight.
Yes. Tell Maya it's her time.
And well, the thing is, she's like, maybe we can come to some kind of negotiation afterwards, which I don't know about. Maybe this guy would be fine with it, but maybe you just shouldn't be getting married at 23. You could do long distance longer.
Yeah. Well, the thing is she wants to be with him. So I don't think she would get married at 23. Like her mother, Claire, was saying, as she calls him, because the mom calls him a knob.
Rob the knob.
Rob the knob, which is, she doesn't like him because she knows it's ridiculous for her 23-year-old daughter to get married.
Also, why couldn't that guy, I don't know what his career aspirations, I don't think we heard that, and there's probably a reason we didn't. Why couldn't he come to the UK?
I don't think he has a lot going on in Los Angeles.
Right. I that's what's
like,
I don't know enough about them.
It, you're so right that it there felt not even for audacity, if there felt a fakeness to this story.
And also, if she's from a wealthy family, she doesn't need, there's no income inequality here on her side. So maybe his side, he would go over there.
You're doing it wrong, Rob. I think is this, she's just wanting to come to LA and live in the US.
Possibly. I think this whole thing is for clout. It just feels that way for me.
Because, y'all, I feel like she's going to marry him and then end up going to fuck her Pilates teacher, who's the woman of her dreams. That's what I think is going to happen.
And then she'll find the man of her dreams, also at the same Pilates studio.
Maybe.
Later on.
Maybe that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot people at Pilates studios.
There are. That's all I got. Y'all, I need to talk about Below Deck Med.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is just a couple of things about this season. First of all, the boat is huge.
Oh,
Mustique.
It is. Mustique. Oh, it's not the dream or the home.
No, the motor yacht home. Sandy can't say, welcome to your home away from home. You get it? Because the boat's named home, like, and this is your home for like 3 days.
Is this boat prettier than that boat? That boat was
not
ugly.
Not really. This boat's kind of nondescript, but it has some of the worst, like, furniture. It's very, like, this blue-green, like, old, it's like Bordello mixed with Tim Burton. It's hideous that they were sitting on this kind of like couch. What you do need to know is that, so the crew of this is, Toomey is Chief Stew. And Kyle, which, you know, I don't know, I'm not a big fan really. We enjoyed him at the first, but God, he got annoying after like episode 4.
He did.
And he's insufferable on Instagram, you guys.
Focus.
And then there's Natalia is also there.
Who
guess
I
what,
love,
though?
Who's also, I love her, but she's a little tough.
I liked her more, the best of anyone last season. But yeah, she likes to fight. And we have Luca, who was on Below Deck Med, who came into place, who is so hot.
Oh, you still got a little bit of that Zelda shit in you. I can tell.
I'm still Zelda Fitzgerald.
It's Libra season, y'all.
You're going through my Zelda Fitzgerald phase. I just want to throw drinks and have sex with strangers.
It's a Libra season, y'all. Help me. Help me.
Hopefully not throw myself down a flight of stairs like she did one time. Just to get attention.
I'm not coming to get you.
I went through a Zelda Fitzgerald. I just wanted to read about... Every high school boy read Tender is the Night and said, right? Every high school boy had a Zelda Fitzgerald phase.
Sure.
So Sandy is having dinner with her doctor, and I've just got to give... I'm going to deliver this monologue. So, Sandy, how'd you get into yachting? Honestly, you know, this career for me, I feel like it saved my life in a way. I was a good kid, and, you know, then my neighbor gave me a 714 Quaalude, and my life changed. I was on that drug train, drugs and alcohol, kept getting arrested, and then one day I just woke up, and it was another Groundhog Day. And then I got sober, and I answered an ad to pay off all my fines and started washing boats. Now I feel like it's my job to mentor people. It was so good. The best is, and my life changed that then my neighbor gave me a 714 Quaalude. Anyway.
That'll do it.
We have some deckies. We have Laura, who's from South Africa, with an extremely boorish accent, type of South African accent. The chef is from Liverpool named Jack, and if he wasn't subtitled, I would not understand a fucking thing he says.
Oh, okay.
It's a very thick Liverpudlian accent. Like, if you think John Lennon sounds like a Londoner, it's this guy. Okay. Like, he's that Liverpudlian. It's extreme. The next thing, I wrote down, why are we screaming happy birthday again? The bosun's name is Rue, who's hot, and he's going to issue with the documents, and he needed originals, and they need to go, because they are now in a commercial port, and it's a big boat, and so they need everyone's documents. This, Sandy realized, that's not you in your picture. He just leaves. He never comes back.
Did she kick him off, or she?
No, they have to leave him at the dock, because otherwise the boat, she said, guess all the boat's going to get arrested. So Luca's going to become a provisional bosun, and he's doing a great job. The deck crew likes him.
Okay.
Haley's on the deck crew too. We haven't seen a lot of these people. Haley just likes to take her top
off. Hold on. Wait, so you're telling me that this guy went through all the casting rounds of Below Deck on Bravo, and it turns out he was falsifying his information of who he really was.
That is correct.
So you're telling me that casting directors went through months of casting and never figured this out.
Yes. That is correct.
Wow.
He was cute, though. Nice tattoos. Complete scammer. Anyway.
Wow.
Natalia's in an open relationship, and she thinks Luca's hot, because he is. Captain Sandy's favorite water toy, by the way, is the giant hot dog, which I find complicated.
I think that she probably would like to do something with that with her female paramours.
I think they're officially engaged. I think Sandy popped the question.
Yeah, she's engaged.
Big Sand.
Big Sand, yeah.
Big Sand popped the question.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that when I saw her Instagram ads for air filters.
By the way, Laura is gay. Laura's a lesbian, and she's like, but Luca's so gorgeous, it makes me wish I was straight. He is a god. Also, Luca wears a pearl necklace a lot, and all I can do is stare at his pearl necklace and wonder what else I could do with it and
if you could add another strand.
Yeah, and what it would feel like to grab onto it. Anyway.
You need to get it done.
And at one point, and then I just wrote, Luca's eyelashes. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, you just wrote Luca's eyelashes? Wow. Yeah.
And then Toomey shows up and has a little bit of a kind of skirmish with Natalia, who was provisional chief stew while we were waiting for Toomey. So you can tell that's going to go great.
Natalia is going to make this a living hell for Toomey.
Yep. Although Toomey came a little harder than you'd expect.
I love Toomey.
But so we'll see what happens. There's another stew named, I forgot her name. Heather? No. Holly?
You remembered all the men's names. Boy.
So would you.
Not true. I'd remember none of them.
Yeah. No, you're right. You'd remember none of them.
At least I'm not. At least I forget the men
Equal
and
opportunity.
The women. Yes. Yes. Wow. Just another gay man. Y'all, have you ever been in that where your gay friend meets your boyfriend or other friend, and he remembers all the male names and can't remember any of the women?
I remembered some of the women. I remembered everyone except for the other stew. Let's talk about Nicole and Justin, or Nikki and Justin.
Which alter ego we're talking about. Nikki, Nicole, 47 years old, and Justin, who's 35.
From Hoboken, New Jersey. And Justin's from Keysanow, Andre's hometown in Moldova.
Moldova. Boy, y'all. You see how they make them in Moldova.
Jesus Christ, God. He's hot.
Dick Riviera, y'all, we got to take a trip.
And she even said, "Is everything I need hot, hung?" You
of can course.
Tell. You
hung,
can,
of course.
You could too. Yeah. She a dick pig, y'all. Nikki's a dick pig.
Dick
she goes
pig.
By. She's a model, recording artist, influencer. Nikki Exotica is her.
Yeah, Nikki Exotica, and they're doing just this really. I just think this really tasteful, classy shoot. You know, of just. Her just in pink panties and a bra, brassiere.
Sprinkling dollar just bills on her.
Money on her. Just money as if it's just semen anointing her, but with monetary value.
Yes. She says, I've done every plastic. She's a makeup artist, of course, and a hairstylist. And she's done every plastic surgery procedure under the sun. So if you need to talk to about plastic surgery, she can help you. If you don't watch the show, it is obvious. She has had a lot of work done.
Y'all, I'm going to give you this advice from someone who's had plastic surgery and you wouldn't know it. Ask your plastic surgery advice from someone that you don't know if they had plastic surgery or not. There you go.
You mean they look like someone if they've had not plastic
no,
surgery
No, you look
not.
Like you haven't had anything done. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Which is hard because people don't talk about it, but that's you. That's all I want to say about that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ask Darcy or Stacey because they got that in #Bodrum.
#Bodrum. I mean, it's. We'll talk about this later because y'all, Nikki, she tells us later how it happened, but Nikki's trans, and so I wonder, like, to just. There are, Nikki's had to do a lot of surgeries. Not every trans person has to have surgery, so that doesn't define. But for her, that made her feel more comfortable, too. So I think that was, for her, a gateway into all of this as well, for her to feel comfortable in her own body.
I get that. It is interesting. But when you have so many surgeries... Body dysmorphia is there, y'all. There's no doubt.
Oh, you cannot be trans in this country and not have some body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
It's so hard not to, sadly.
So,
but I love that she says, I love myself now, when she talks about her older self. So that makes me happy that she is comfortable with who she is. Good for her.
17 years ago.
17 years!
Put a pin in that number. I was in love with a Russian guy. This felt like a sequel to Married to the Mob.
Are you kidding? You know what I was going to say? This sounds like if you had done more drugs, this could have been you.
I know.
Think of how many stories start with poodle. So when I was in love with this Russian guy.
I was in love with this Russian guy, and he was kind of a bad boy, and he kind of committed a crime, some just petty theft and larceny. He was deported. He was deported to Chisinau. And I went there, and he opened the door, and very cold. Y'all, don't do an international pop-in. I can't say this enough.
Again.
International pop-ins.
No.
You will never get the response you want.
No, you will not.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And so she said, he said, I live here with a girl. And then I love Nikki's resilience. So she just says, I'm going to open a dating app here in Keysonal.
Might as well.
This was the craziest shit to me.
Again, you would, if there were, I'm going to say this. If you ever travel extensively, and if there were dating apps when you were traveling Europe.
Oh my God.
You would have gotten married to someone in Europe.
I think I totally would have.
No, you would 100% would have.
If I would have had Grindr in my early 20s in Europe, I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine.
But I think you would have found someone who either wanted to come to the U.S. or they really liked whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have fallen head over, and you would have been all about this like international romance.
Oh, like my German boyfriend for a while that I had.
You had a German
boyfriend? I've told you about him, yes, when I was working in Austria.
Oh, the one when you talked on the phone to him all the time?
Yeah.
Did you talk in German?
No, he
didn't.
Or
kind of Jerglish or whatever.
Jerglish. He knew English. Germans do. Most of them do, especially the ones that live in cities.
He had a big German
dick. With a heft. It sat in your hand like a pork loin.
God, those are the best. Those are the best. I love a dick with weight on it.
Oh, an actual heft, yeah. Like a stone.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Balls that would make your mother cry.
Why would your mother cry from them?
They were so pretty. Strangely, the dick wouldn't win any contests, but damn, it knew what to do in the trenches. It got down to business.
Wow.
Anyway, wow. She opened the dating app in Keysonal, and she found Justin. But guess what? His name isn't Justin. It's Igor. So she just rechristened him. She's like, because that sounded like Dr. Frankenstein's and monster and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, but I think he looked like Justin Timberlake. So I called him Justin. He loves it.
I'm sure
he loves being called a different name.
I'm like, that's nutso already. Sorry.
And he didn't try to sleep with me. And I wanted to, and I really fell for him. And on the fourth time, we hummina hummina a lot. We humma hummina over a yes. lot because she obviously gone over there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth time,
the fourth trip over there. Yes.
He proposed. And the first K-1 visa, we did that 2 weeks after. He came to the U.S. with her. And it fell apart. And he has not been back.
2 weeks. It fell apart within the first 2 weeks.
Because she wasn't doing his stuff. And
he wasn't doing house. As she's telling her friend, Javier Ninja. I don't.
That is the best part. I like it how they used his surname.
They did. Is it Mr. or Miss Ninja?
I believe it is MX.
Mix Ninja.
Uh-huh. If you're nasty.
I don't, as Poodle says, I don't Probably know if Ninja is his Christian surname.
I don't believe so. But he...
Javier was like, what happened the first time? And Nikki is just sitting there. Y'all, she does tell us, by the way, she has two personalities. Nikki, who's like, swarming a hiccup. Nikki, who's like, who's sassy and sexy and crazy and slutty. And then she's like, and Nicole, who's down to earth. And then the camera cuts to her coming home in this ridiculous. Rosie. No, but it says, and then Nicole, who's down to earth. And it cuts to her opening the door in this ridiculous pink puffer jacket with this huge frappe that's larger than her head.
Very down to earth.
Greeting her cat named Vicious.
Named Vicious. Yeah.
So down to earth. But anyway.
Like a girl from Grover's Corners. Small town values.
So she is
big open heart.
Big open heart. They're telling this to Ninja, Javier, and she was like, talking about it. He was lazy, blah, blah, blah. She's like, and then we got in an argument and I just screamed and I told him I used to be a man.
I don't think this is how you want to tell someone your gender identity at birth.
First of all, I want to say doing that, she is lucky that she did not get her head beat in, because that happens to trans people all the fucking time.
I don't know if it's she was very lucky, dangerous, but it could have happened.
It's very dangerous to do that.
And I understand wanting to live stealth. That's what trans people call it. You know,
stealth for the Carl's Wives poodles.
Stealth is when you pass. In other words, you not just pass. You live as a woman. You don't say I'm trans. No one knows. They just assume you are a woman or a man. As a trans man, you are living as a man. No one knows. Your friend circle, they know you as a man.
Or in her case, as a woman, she said that she didn't have she didn't really have trans friends. She didn't have gay friends.
So
like none of this.
So that's what they're called, living stealth. Now, and a lot of people who live stealth will say the only time I do disclose like my birth gender identity or the identity I used to be is when I'm about to have a relationship with someone.
But for Nikki, she doesn't, and normally I don't like talking about trans people's bodies, but she brings it up, so we'll talk about it here. But normally, just kind of for the record, we follow their lead. But she did have bottom surgery, meaning she had her penis removed.
Sex change, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sex change. So, again, not all trans people need that. But she did that and talked about how that gave her that completion of feeling finally like a woman. But also, that's another – she doesn't have to explain – to other people she's with, because she looks down, everything on her looks like a woman is a woman. So,
so she's passing, living stealth in that way. These are my terms, by the way. She did not say that, but that's what the trans community.
She did say the word stealth. I think she did say stealth.
She did.
She did say that word. Yeah, I remember. I wrote it down.
All right.
I just want to go back to that and say that. Y'all, tell people you're trans. That's for you to decide. But that bothers me that to weaponize that, to tell someone
that moment.
In a fight, that's not good.
When you knew it would hurt them or really get at them in a place that would hurt them, and you weaponized a fact about you.
When you know what kind of culture... Yeah. Y'all, like, because we don't know this guy yet, but think about if Libby told Andre when they were fighting, after years of dating, I was actually a man. Think about how we know the misogyny, like.
That would give me a chance. Wow.
You have got, Zelda has said, got to get it done.
When you said that, I went,
whoa. I didn't expect this.
Zelda needs to have sex over here.
Zelda, F. Scott is away, and I need to. He's probably with his queer friend Ernest Hemingway. That's what she always thought. Zelda always believed that Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald were fucking, and she literally called them queer. Sorry, I know a lot about Zelda Fitzgerald.
Wow.
I'm not saying she was a good person.
Was there a book about her that you read?
There was. I read one.
Did they make a movie of it?
I don't. There have been several. Tom and Viv. Not Tom and Viv. It was another one. But there have been several movie adaptations, and they never get right.
It's the latter happening, by the way. I hear something.
Yes, it's right out the fucking side, because they're drawn to it as soon as they hear my voice.
Well, hopefully it's the hot one who's drawn to you.
No, it's not. No, this one's...
It's not the short king?
This one's the one who looks like Tio, an old uncle.
An old uncle. Yeah. So they kept in contact through kind of like Ashley. I guess Justin was her what if. So...
I also want to bring up one thing.
Yeah.
If you do the math here, he's currently 35 years old.
What is 17 years minus 35, poodle?
18.
Whoa.
Now, that's a convenient number. I'm just saying that the numbers here are not good. I mean, get yours, honey, when you were 30, going out with your 18-year-old.
He's gorgeous, though. He actually, to me, is I'm the most attracted to him of the guys.
I agree. She has no business as a 30-year-old going after an 18-year-old. Zero business. Zero business. Neither do men. Neither do men going after going after girls that age.
Ugh. I'm exhausted at the thought of it.
I know.
but again, you fucked it up when you were 18. Looking like that young version of that Miss of Jane Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm. That was my chief.
Could have had any man that you wanted, and you fucked it up.
Oh, I miss those lesbian Twinkie days where I was like a cross between a lesbian and a twink.
It's true. You were. Yeah, you were a link.
A lezink.
So they...
A twesbian.
There you go. Did he... He texted her, right? Out of the blue? Yeah. He texted her out of the blue saying, how are you? And she was like, well, I'm single. And he said, well, I'm single too. And so 3 months, they started speaking again. And she has arranged...
Mexico.
She arranged a trip to Mexico. And they were there and...
He proposed.
He proposed to her. And basically, now she's going to go, she wants to go see him, but he's worried about her getting clocked. Y'all, and getting clocked means when someone clocks you, it means they know that you're trans, or they knew,
trans
back in the day, they could tell you were gay. They clock you.
So she keeps saying, it's just so rare to meet a straight man who wants to date a trans woman, who wants to be with her in public. And that's when I went, oh, it's sad that is a lot of the status of what trans people are granted in our society.
No, that's true. We see on this season on, you see her saying, oh, they're clocking me. I actually, not that it matters, but I didn't think that she was trans. I think people are probably just staring at her because of all the plastic surgery.
They're staring at her because of the surgery.
Yeah, I think she passes as a woman. I don't think she's getting clocked for that.
It's not that. It's just the body dysmorphia is so real here.
Yeah.
And the more you get, there is a line where it goes full alien. And we're there.
Body also, it'll be interesting for their relationship of, look, if you, she actually, some people identify in the world, they say, I'm a trans woman. And some people say, I'm a woman, whatever words they want to use to identify. But it's going to be a different, if she's so worried about being clocked and stuff like that, I don't know if Justin, we don't know how well-versed he is in this, if he's going to understand the intricacies of this relationship.
Oh, that's going to be a big deal. And I think her revealing who she was, who she used to be to him in that way is something that's going to be hard to go back from.
And apparently they're not fucking as much as she would like. I fucked you twice in a week. I'm 35 years old. That's pretty good.
And she's like,
she's got poodle standards.
She needs it every day. And then she also said, she used this phrase, he won't pleasure me completely. I don't want to speculate on what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Part of me thought that he wouldn't go down on her.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think this is going to be, unfortunately, another season of having the audience speculating about trans bodies again, because honestly, they're leading us to it. And
I don't know
any other way of not talking about it. So
I just wish we could have storylines with trans people that's not about their bodies at all.
Yeah, we did with Cleo, but that was just sad.
Well, yes and no, but she was with somebody who was with somebody. I mean, she did talk about worried about what Christian would feel.
I think it's a necessary, unfortunately, it is a necessary part of, especially if you're in a relationship with someone who hasn't dated a trans person before. Yeah. It is a necessary conversation you have to have. And so I guess they're depicting that.
Because there have been couples where it's somebody's first time. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so I don't think it should be all the what the relationship's about, but it is realistic to talk about those things, especially if it's the first time a cis person is dating a trans person.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's the show. God.
Y'all, go look up some hits from Nikki Exotica. I'm sure they're great.
I'm going to say this now. This is probably not a good idea for her to go on this show. There's going to be, I guarantee you, she has a social media past. I think a lot happened in that relationship that probably is going to come out, and we don't really want to know about it. Yeah.
Might be, yeah. That's what happened to Amanda. A lot of the stuff on social media came out and made everybody wonder. And then her sister
raw dogged her at the tell-all. That moment was still worth it.
Oh, that sister.
Relax. Relax.
Raw dog and her sister on a tell-all. Oh, y'all, that's the show.
That's the show. Season premiere of Night of Fiancé Season 10, Episode 1.
One and done.
But we did 2 episodes.
Wow. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Go to realitygaze.com. Again, if you want to listen to this show commercial free for your pleasure, join the RG Plus, that's Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions at the $8 tier. And you can get that done for you. And you don't have to listen to our commercials, although Devil Poodle's a hit.
Yes, totally agree.
All right. I'm hearing singing in Spanish or something coming from your window. So we need to wrap this up. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah, if you got someone who wants sex a lot, you just need to tell them, don't broke my penis, and then you can call us.